Nolte, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez brags she would stomp Vance in presidential election. By John Nolte on December 18, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, told reporters Wednesday that she would stomp Vice President J.D. Vance in a hypothetical 2028 presidential election. As Breitbart News reported Wednesday, a national poll revealed that Ocasio-Cortez would defeat Vance in a head-to-head matchup by 2 points nationally, 51-49%. The New York Democratic Congresswoman, known as OC, edges the likely Republican nominee 51-49%. In the Argument/Verisite survey released on Tuesday, wrote Far Left Newsweek. However, the result was within the poll's 2.7 percentage point margin of error, making the two candidates statistically tied. The poll asked voters who they would vote for if the election were between the two of them. When asked about the poll, Uck was all smiles with those incredible horse teeth of hers. "These polls like 3 years out, they are what they are," she said, before adding, "but let the record show I would stomp him. I would stomp him." J.D. Vance right now must be dropping to his knees daily to pray, "Please, please, 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 Uck, please, 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 please. I might be missing a few pleases." Can you imagine Rep. Crazy-Eyed Socialist B. J.D. Vance in 2028? This is why we must encourage Uck to run in 2028. This is also why we must push her to Democrat Party voters as, lol, the most electable. No one knows or can game out what might happen in 3 years. But a Democrat primary starring Uck, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Sen. Cory Spartacus Booker, sounds like a pretty fine time as they all fight to appeal to the extremist crazies who now make up the Democrat Party's base of support. "I will open the border to transsexual illegal immigrants and child rapists, give them free health care, free rent, a $5,000 monthly allowance, an amnesty for any crimes they might commit, up to and including releasing a dirty bomb in a major American city. Then again, be careful what you wish for. As I said, a lot can happen in 3 years, and both Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris came pretty close to winning the presidency. Therefore, a poor economy or a foreign policy debacle could easily propel Uck over the top. Still, those presidential debates between Uck and Vance would be high entertainment." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.